Amen. Thank God. Verse number 22. The Bible said, but Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou hast weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and an ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I have prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore, also I have lent him to the Lord, and as long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
wow. I won't preach tonight. It's going to help me a little while. Just on that little old thought tonight. Where Hannah said, For this child I pray. I will tell you, listen tonight. There's nothing more important than a mama could do is to pray for her children. There's nothing more important than a church can do is to pray tonight. Thank God for the church. I want to tell you, prayer is the key tonight to having what God would have for us. He said in the Word of God, you have not because you ask not. I believe we've done less praying than we ever have. I believe we've not seen as many things take place. But the Lord said, if you pray in secret, he said, I reward thee openly. We don't see a whole lot of rewards because we're not doing a lot of secret praying. But we're not dedicating ourselves to prayer. We're not dedicating ourselves to God. We're so caught up in everything else. We make so many excuses why we can't go to a secret place and pray to God that we're just going through the motions when we do pray. I know God knows our heart. He knows what we need. But here is a woman by the name of Hannah. Thank God they got my friend in prayer to God. That God would see fit to touch her and help her and have a man child, have a son. And here Elkanah, the Bible said, thank God went to worship God and his wife went with him. And the Bible said here that one was called Peninnah and the other was Hannah. Amen. The word Elkanah means God has obtained, and the word Hannah means a favored. And we know in the scripture here that he went up yearly to worship sacrifice to the Lord. And the Bible said it was time when Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and her sons and her daughters portion. But to Hannah he gave a worthy portion because he loved her. But the Bible said God had shut up her womb. I'll say that was a bad thing for a woman to have to go through at any time, especially in that day. And we find here that Hannah had a desire from God. I'm going to go and pray that God might give her a son. Thank God. I'm going to tell you, friend, we tried every avenue to try to get what we need. We tried every avenue to try to have what we have. I'm going to tell you, we get back. I'm going to call on God. I'm praying to Him. I'm seeking Him. And thank God what we need. We'll not have it. We'll have what we need. That's the one God can do. You know, it's a good thing sometimes. Thank God for God to let you get me and you both to get in a place that we can't produce what we need.
Right. Wow.
That's right. Thank God. I think about old Abraham when he was an old man. And Sarah, she was an old woman. And God told them they had to have a boy. And they said, she laughed about it. And I won't say that when they was praying, Thank God, they still didn't believe God. Listen, you look through the scripture there, even when Zechariah, thank God, was a praying in the temple, and the angel came up and said, you have a son. Thank God, he didn't believe what God said. In fact, that's why he couldn't speak. But he went out. Amen. Over here, Hannah, thank God, she went believing. Oh, Abraham, thank God, when he was that old, he couldn't produce a seed. Sarah couldn't produce a laugh. And I will tell you, God came in their age. Went above that and touched them. And God gave them a son. That's the same Isaac, which was the promised one from God. And Isaac, my friend, meant laughter. Thank God, Ishmael been a wild man. And they done that on their own. But listen, when they had Isaac, that's something God produced. Thank God they had a boy. That God gave them, amen. I will tell you, most of us, we need to get cornered sometimes and realize, thank God, it'll take God to get the job done. Amen. We live in a day where people don't believe God, don't want God. It's kind of rubbed off in amongst the church in this hour. It's saying, I told my wife the other day, going down the road, I said, Roy County's one of the most ungodliest counties I know of. I mean, they hate God to the core. The majority of people have got a little religion. They're ate up with the idolatry of athletics. They're ate up with a bunch of gossip and filth. And so good folks is in with it. Amen. And this county don't know nothing about God. They call us a bunch of right-wing fanatics. They tell us we've been gone crazy. And think we're the cold. Amen. That's because they don't know nothing about God. Everybody thinks just because you're a good person, you got to go to heaven. I'm going to tell you, not get there if you've not been born again. It don't matter who you are. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, we need to get back to praying again and seeking the Lord. I'm telling you, thank God when Hannah, thank God, got a desire in her heart, and God started with her spirit, she went down, thank God, in the temple, and she got to praying. Amen. That's right. Praise God. You know, it's amazing to me, when they went down there, Eli, he was the priest right then, and he was, thank God, he wasn't right with God. He was backslid on God. He wasn't even restraining his old boys from adultery and everything else going in the house of God, robbing people, taking the offering of the Lord. He didn't even have enough discernment from God to know that woman was in the Holy Ghost. He thought she was drunk. Amen. That's sad when the man of God don't have no better discernment than that. That's right. He had boys that wasn't right with God, handle the things of God. Isn't that a picture of a dark day we're living in? Hey, friend, can I tell you this? In that time, when Samuel was coming, God not ordained him guilty. That was the first prophet after the judges. And Samuel was going to be that man. I'm telling you, God won't go without a voice. He'll have a man of God shaking the corn and preaching the word of God. Amen. I mean, before Samuel ever knew who God was, he was being called by God at the temple. And God, I tell you what, that don't take God. I've had a friend long to get the job done. He, my friend, does as he pleases. It was a dark day in that hour. We're living in a dark day. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, Brother Danny, I believe in this area that God's people need to get to praying again. And seeking the Lord. Hey, Lord, I tell you, we trying to find, trying to work and figure out what we do. Thank God to get something done. I'm going to tell you what we got to do. And do what she had to do. And that's to get in our heart and pray again. I'm telling you, she got sincere with God. She got specific with God. And she got down and prayed. I mean, her heart was so heavy that she couldn't even utter a word. Amen. You know what? It set her lips moved, but he didn't hear nothing from her mouth. Amen. But you know what? He didn't realize God was listening to her. And it don't matter whether he could verbally hear her. It was what was coming from here. That was the language that God hears. Amen. I tell you, friend, tonight, you better listen to what I'm saying. God's not interested in some fancy call to him. He wants you to get down to business. He knows your heart, knows mine anyhow. That fancy prayer don't mean nothing to him. Thank God, I tell you, like that old boy went to that man at midnight. Thank God his friend come by and needed some bread. And he went and knocked knocked on his door. Amen. And he said, I need some bread. A friend of mine's here in a journey. And thank God, he said, I can't get out of bed. Amen. He said, I'm a tune and I'm in bed and it's passing in that. And he said, I'm just going to keep a knocking. I go to that man and answer the door. I'm telling you what, he didn't have to come up with some long speech to try to get bread. Thank God, he just knocked and said, I need some bread. Amen. I tell you, we've got this day. Thank God that we got some still trying to pray. We got some still to listen. I tell you, how you approach God tonight. Only way you can is through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one God will accept anyhow. And what you ask in His name, He said He'll do it. I'll tell you this tonight, friend. It's that way and the only way. It's not that you're any good. It's God, my friend. And accept what you offer and ask through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right, praise God. I'll tell you, this. I don't say this mostly. God forbid, I don't say it mostly. But there's not a week goes by that I know God's specific answer prayer for me.
Yeah.
Why would I think any less tonight of God but not answer my prayers if I pray in the will of God? I mean, brother, I'm telling you, when I get to praying and to seeking the Lord in prayer, I'm telling you, when I call on Him through the name of the Lord Jesus, He knows me and I know Him. I thought, I'm going to tell you, the turning wheels of God gets it going. I'm telling you, friend, He said, if you be an evil, I'll know how to get good gifts to your children. How much more to your Heavenly Father give good gifts to Him? There He is. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Yeah, we can't have prayer meeting no more. We got to have a hot dog supper and a ball game and a hay ride. Thank God. Everybody wants to know what kind of ministries you got down at the house of God. Hey, I'd faint if somebody called me and said, preacher, y'all pray down there? Y'all preach down there? Thank God. They won't know what we got to offer them. Do you have a Awanas? Do you have kids' teams club? All that stuff. I mean, what's my children going to get? Thank God, what the same thing anybody else needs. They need to be born again. Here, preaching. I'm an old man of God. That's right. And it's amazing to me. I've never had nobody to, thank God, to say, preacher, I think we need to have a prayer meeting. Thank God, I tell you, we need a prayer meeting. We need to get to back and get to praying. And seeing God do something, I believe that. Don't you? I tell you, friend, that struck my heart when she used to sing that song on Sunday morning about prayer, that God one more time reminded me that you get what you get by prayer. Amen. God says you have not because you ask God. After Hannah knew she had a big God of her. Hannah knew, thank God, she could pray. Hannah, by her head, was barren. And the other one was making fun of her and mocking her. But thank God she had a bigger God. And she knew what to do. She went to pray. And she stayed with God. And God said yes. After Hannah be good tonight, thank God. But to stay with God, that God gave you some peace. That's right, praise God. You know, I got to thinking about this when she went down there. Here's a man of God sitting on the seat. Well, he's the priest. And she's down there praying. Why didn't he get down there and pray with her? That's right. I mean, he could at least got beside of her, amen. I thought this woman's needing some help. And I'm going to tell you, I need to get down there and pray with her. And you know what? I'm going to tell you the shape of the church today. My friend's not is not praying the way it should. You think sometimes God helped me preach. If you get to pray for me, well, I tell you what, I went through a hard time last week just within some battles I was facing. And when I come in, God helped me preach more. Thank God when I'm going through a hard time than when I'm not. You know, I won't tell you this. I'm just an honest preacher and try to get down to where I'm living sometimes, and it might help some people because everybody goes through some things. It don't matter who they are, friend. You're not exempt from trials and troubles and things you face in your life. Well, it seems like sometimes I wonder, thank God, what roller coaster I'm on. Because sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down. And last week, it seemed like the devil pounding me and pounding my mind. I felt like I was the worst criminal ever walked in shoe leather. Amen. And I thought, dear God, I got to get up and preach. And Lord God, I've tried to confess sin, do everything I know to do to get right with you. And it just seemed like I was the worst man ever lived. Amen. And come in on Sunday morning, felt the Holy Ghost helping me. And I said, boy, I tell you what I thought. Thank God. All I'm going through, I wonder if I was going to be able to say anything. But you know what God does? He lets you get there that you might completely holy come to Him and get some help. And then this week, boy, the devil's been telling me I'm the best man ever lived. Amen. And I say, no, I'm not. I know I'm not. Amen. I tell you, friend, sometimes you wonder what you are. I just go out and say, born again. No, God's in me. And Lord, I can call on Him tonight. I'm telling you, that's the way to God tonight. It ain't how you feeling. That's what He's saying in the Word of God. That's right. Amen. And preachers get discouraged sometimes too. That's right. And I don't know if somebody said, I never have been discouraged. Let us stay in there while you will. That's right. I didn't say you should, but you will. That's right. Amen. And most of the time we get discouraged when we get our eyes off the Lord. You get your eyes on this and that one there. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, it wouldn't take you long, thank God. Look at the newspaper and look at what's going on in this world. And even in the church today, amen. Sometimes you scratch your head saying, hey, dear God, I thought maybe I'm the one that's crazy, amen. I mean, I'm just saying that. Thank God, I know the book. And I know God's got a way to get what you need. And I'm telling you what, Hannah wasn't there demanding God, but she was pleading with Him and begging Him and weeping and crying. It was of a sorrowful spirit. And thank God she prayed. I'm telling you, she got with God. And God, my friend, got touched by her. And God heard her prayer. I'm going to tell you, I like people to know, thank God, when they're praying for me, I'm glad they can touch God. That's right. And I take it serious. Somebody said, Brother Hyde, I need you to pray for me. I take that serious.
Yeah.
That's right. I want to know what God did after I prayed.
Right.
That's right. And Hannah got to pray to Eli. Said, now, the Lord's heard you. She had enough confidence in that man to believe what he said.
Yeah, right.
And I believe God gave her peace in her heart that God had heard her.
Right.
And she got back up and she went back home. And her husband, thank God, the Bible says her husband knew her again. And the Lord, it said the Lord remembered her. Boy, I'm glad when the Lord remembers me. Amen. Thank God sometimes, boy, I tell you, I don't know. Thank God sometimes you go through droughts and you go through times. And you wonder if God's remembered what you prayed. And you try to, thank God, pull up something in your heart. And after a while, sometimes it gets a little low. But then you got, thank God, when God comes back and says, I remember what you prayed. I remember that prayer you cried out to me. Thank God, I didn't forget it, boy. Thank God, I know what you need. I know how to live it on time. I'll tell you what He did. Thank God, He came and touched her womb, opened it up. And thank God, I gave her birth.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you this tonight. You want the church to have the power of God and want to have children. I'm talking about spiritual children. Thank God, the womb's got to be open. Amen. That's right. And I'll tell you, it can't be an old cold dead operating room neither. Amen. I mean, brother, thank God. I remember when my children were born, it went in the room. Thank God, it was life in there. Amen. I mean, brother, you think, thank God, that mother's a ain't in travail, and the daddy, he's by him, thank God, is saying amen or something. Thank God to try to help him. And the doctor, thank God, he's awake and he's excited, and we all excited. And when that little old boy or girl comes, hey, thank God, what's more exciting than that? But it didn't come easy, it come by travail. You want God to do something in the church? I tell you, get to praying. What we need to do is have a good prayer list. Thank God of some names. Amen. And get to praying and watch God do something. I tell you, there's somebody here that God has to pray for you.
That's
right. This man here is evidence of it.
Right.
For this man I prayed.
Right.
I wonder if you mamas and daddies could say, for this child I prayed today. We got too many mamas and daddies more concerned about education than regeneration.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll knock the box off that.
Right.
They need education. Boy, if they have all the education in the world and don't have God, they'll die and go to hell. We got too many concerned about them kind of things. I'll tell you the greatest thing I could ever hear from my children or any other child. Thank God them stand testifying in the house of God they've been born again.
Amen.
That'd be the greatest thing. I'll tell you to feel that. Thank God to say they got saved. Like old Brother Danny said, it felt like he got saved again. You know why? There's a birth prevail within him. There's a birth prevail that night Susan got in. Thank God we're prevailing in prayer. We've been prevailing. You can feel it within. Thank God I'm going to tell you the church. When these are woo open again. Hey, we can't blame it on what the day we're living in. We got to blame it on us. We're not a praying the way we ought to. That's right. I believe that. You know what? Old people used to believe in prayer.
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You went to Grandpa's house, son. You didn't leave without praying. And you didn't leave without praying holding hands.
Right.
We used to get down the floor and he'd say, let's hold hands and pray. I never, the last time I prayed with my Grandpa Hyatt, he died of a brain tumor in the hospital. Last words he said to me, I told him he was about to die. I said, Grandpa's old time preacher. I said, Grandpa, I said, I'm going to pray for you. I'm praying for you. He said back to me, he said, you want me to pray for you? I saw it's on his mind. We get down that little old house up there in Martinsville, Virginia, where he lived. Thank God we'd get to pray and he'd always hold my hand. Two things I remember about Grandpa's prayers. Number one, we'd hold hands. Number two, he never would pray without he'd cry.
Yeah.
Every time he prayed, he'd cry. He'd get up with his handkerchief and wiping his eyes. We'd always hold hands to pray. I've been at the prayer meetings. Thank God what we've done that. There's nothing wrong with it neither, amen. I mean touching hands together. I'm talking about, thank God, godly men with godly men and godly with godly women. I know in this day of perversion and all the mess going on, and dear God, I preached against that for years. Thank God ain't nobody going to hug my wife but me, amen. I know all that, but I'm just saying, praise God, it just seems something, Brother Daddy. Thank God when we get to praying and holding hand, brother, and praying together and agreeing, there's something about God in that thing. That's right. And we'd get down praying. Old Grandpa, he'd weep and pray and feel the power of God.
Yeah.
I remember old saints of God calling him on the telephone when I'd visit with him. Man, you could hear him in there in another room just praying over the telephone.
Right.
That's right. Why, they believed in it. That's right, they believed it then. We don't pray much no more. Don't pray a whole lot. That's right. Can I tell you this tonight? Can I tell you this? We need the Word of God in prayer. We need it. But I'll tell you what, that prayer, buddy, you're going to have to talk to God if you're going to have any power with Him. Brother Joe, I got done to pray this afternoon. Got to praying. And I got to praying. And the Holy Ghost said, you got something you got to get right on the heart. A little old something. People wouldn't even think it's wrong. But if you got close to God, He'll touch your heart about it. I absolutely could not pray no more until I got that thing settled. That's right. I just said, Lord, Your will, not mine. Whatever You want. Sometimes that's hard to say. It's hard to accept. But you just got to get down to it. And I'm going to tell you what. The Bible said if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. You say, preacher, you believe all that? Sure do. Thank God there's evidence in the Bible of it. There's evidence in my life of it. I'm telling you, God's a moving right now, and I know it. Because I've been trying to pray more and seek God more. And I'm going to tell you what, I would not be here preaching the Word of God tonight if I had not prayed. You talk about trying to open the door. That wound was shut, brother. God called me to preach in 86, started preaching on the radio. Wanted the pastor, wanted to know, thank God, I tried to open doors right up down the road and trying to call people and trying to get in a door and the womb shut up and I couldn't get in nowhere.
Right.
Amen. That's right. Thank God, every morning I'd get up before I went to work, and I'd get up an hour ahead of time, go in that little old den in there by that little old chair and pray at least about 30 minutes before I ever went to work, and cry to God and say, Lord, I want to preach so bad, and want an open door, amen, to preach. And I went up the mountains in 88, and the church was open, and I went up there and preached, and I kept calling that fellow, asking him, was he going to call me or what? And God just wasn't, he wasn't a million miles within it, amen. He wasn't going to up, brother. You know why? It wasn't his will. That's right, praise God. But I'll tell you, I kept my praying, seeking God. Amen. And it was about a year and a half later, or a little bit more than a year later, God opened this up. You know why? Because God opened the womb when I prayed. And God put me in where He wanted me, amen. I'm just saying this tonight. If you're praying in His will, if you ask anything according to it, He hears you. He will do what He says you'll do. And I'm telling you tonight, we forgot. Thank God, this good word of God about God moving on our behalf. Amen. I'm telling you, say, well, preacher, I'm not qualified. I mean, I don't think I can do this and that. It don't matter what you think. If God's in it, you got to be qualified. But I'm just saying, thank God. People say, well, what? Well, I can't do this and I can't do that. Well, thank God, I'm glad you got a good case of I can't, and He can. Because that's the only way it's going to work anyhow. And God's going to have to open the womb up, open the door up. And may I give us a little old salt rebuke tonight? I hadn't even got the olive oil out lately. He said, any sick among you, the church, let him call for the doctors first. I don't believe that's what the book says. And I'm as guilty as you are on some things. God might use a doctor, and God does use doctors. If any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church.
Amen.
Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Praying over him, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. If he commit any sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, that ye may be healed. For the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not preaching on the length of prayer. I'm preaching on the heart of prayer. Pharisees prayed long prayers. It's not the long prayer, it's the heart prayer. But I'll tell you this, it's a persistent mind of prayer. Here's the bad thing. If you called me tonight, said, preacher, I need prayer right now. I need you to pray for me right now. I ought to be able to right then, by the help of God and the Holy Ghost, get in touch with God.
Yeah.
But if I'm over here shaking on the phone, say, oh, dear God, I ain't live right today. I ain't done that man right today. I can't get in touch with God. Huh? Is that where we at? Yeah, that's right. You know why? Because our mind's not on prayer. It's not on God. Listen, young girls, listen to what I'm about to say. If you're saved tonight, you've got as much access to the throne of grace as I do. That's good right there. Listen, I'm a man of God and a preacher, but I don't have no more access to the throne of God than she does. I'm no more of a child of God than she is. You can go to God good as I can. And I tell you, just be honest with you, I'd rather for some young boy, thank God, know something about God, pray for me in sincerity, and have somebody just trying to fake a prayer.
Yeah.
Old Robert A. Stevens, old man of God, preached to me, and I got born a kid. He was in the hospital. I've told you about this before, and I went up there, and I was a big shot preacher then. And he said, Brother Joel, he said, before you go, I want you to pray for me if you believe you can do it from your heart. He said, my daughter's here a while ago, and he said, I called on her, and boy, I felt God, her praying for me from her heart. That kind of put me in my place. That's right, though. You ever, hey, you know them little boys and girls thank God at night and they say, I won't say my prayers. And they get to pray and they say, Lord, help the preacher and help, thank God, the church. And they're praying for everybody in the church. But you know what? Thank God, they're praying from the heart. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'm going to tell you what grown-ups have done. They've learned the language. They've acted big. They think like the Pharisees. I'm glad I'm not like other men. And that one man, he wouldn't look up himself to heaven. I smote his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And God said, this man went home justified. I'm telling you, not to put nothing on God. He knows your heart anyhow. He knows what you're praying and how you are. And he said, thank God, if iniquity's in my heart, the Lord's not going to hear me anyhow. Listen to this. If you got all against me, if I got all against you and I go to God, he's not going to bend his ear. If I regard iniquity in my heart, if I say, Lord, I'm not getting right with this sin, God says, that's all right. I'll not hear what you got to say. She got to pray. Said the Lord's heard you. She went home, and her and her husband came together as it's supposed to be. God remembered her. He gave her a boy. She said, Lord, if you give me that boy, I'm going to give him back to you. That's the best thing a parent could do. He knows what to do with them better than you do. And she gave that little boy back to God. Called his name Samuel. Well, Samuel was, the name Samuel means heard of God. Heard of God. That was his name. You know, it'd do us good. Thank God. And mamas and daddies even prayed before they had their children and asked God if it'd be His good will to give them a child. And though, thank God, amen, Lord, you'd move on their heart and save them. And they'd be raised in their admonition of the Lord and be godly and be a good child for God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, a lot of times I believe that we've not prayed for our children. And that's the reason a lot of times they go away from God. Because parents have forgot to pray and believe God for their children. Amen. You know, kind of went to the temple and she said, I'll be there after I wean him. I got to thinking about this after he was weaned. She took him to the house of God. Last Wednesday, Thursday morning, my daughter went out and somebody broke in our cars. Went through them. They got about $5 of change, 3 gallons of gas from me. That's about it. And they had been up and down that road, stealing stuff. Then they called them today. It's about all kind of homes they broke in the last 3 months. Cars. One of them was 16 years old. And I told my wife, I said, I got a good notion to write to the newspaper. Where's mom and daddy? I mean, I can understand a 16-year-old could lie to the parents and say, I'm going to so-and-so's house and so-and-so's not right with God and they think they are and they can go out and get some mischief. But I'm talking about time and time and time again. They don't know where the children are. Amen. You know why? They don't want to put up with them. They don't have them in the house of God. They don't have where they ought to be. And you wonder why they're going bad. I'll tell you why. It's mom and daddy. That's why. I'd ask the Lord to help me. I got that wanting a whooping spirit. I said, I'd like to get a hold of them. I'd like to take the pat on where they're hideout. But see, I'm going to tell you something. Boy, I'm just chasing rabbits right now. But sometimes they need to be shot. I'm going to tell you what. You'll not spank them when they're 16 and train them. We'll do it. Boy, we about threw the rod out, son. We just threw the rod out. Let's throw it out of the house. And I'm going to tell you what, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. My mom and daddy got saved after I did. And I'm going to tell you what, they had more sense about how to discipline a child than most Christians do today. Now, I don't believe in abuse, but I'll tell you what, you really abuse them if you don't correct them. The Bible said the rod of correction shall drive it far from them. You say, preacher, I'm whooping and whooping and whooping. Thank God, just keep doing what God said and get a lot of prayer over it. It'll work. God said it would. Amen. I ain't got time out and I'm going to take your toys away. Amen. Or I'm not going to let you watch SpongeBob and all that mess. It ain't going to change him. I'm telling you, Lord, thing to help a child. Thank God he's using a rod on his mess.
Amen.
That's right. I'm going to tell you what, by the time I was a teenage boy, if I went to church and cut up my mama, all she had to do was say, that's right, boy. You didn't cut. I went to church. I was a Methodist. It was dead as a hammer. I'd take him offering things there. I'd say, take him a little offering. I'll have him here. These little offering things, I'd take them. I'd write on the back of them. I'd put football team names and everything. She'd do. Said, you'll get it when you get there. My mama spanked me more than my daddy did. She didn't work. And she wasn't going to let us drive her crazy. If you got a spanking at school, you got one when you got home.
Oh, yes. I guarantee you.
We wonder why they're going to hell. We give them everything under the sun. They get a cell phone when they're 10 years old now. God help. Who they need to talk to? I tell you what mom and dad need to do. They need to monitor the phone when they're 16.
Yeah.
Well, everybody else gets to do it. I don't know. Because I'm trying to keep you out of hell, that's why. It didn't make you worse. It made you better. Amen. My daddy had to make me, brother. He did. He had to make me. I was a Jacob. Amen. That's right. I was a little old trickster and a supplanter. And he had to drive that mess out of me. And I'm going to tell you what. He had to make me do some things. If I hadn't, I wouldn't have done it. I'm telling you, friend. Thank God. If he hadn't have done it, I'd be in hell right now probably. The Bible says, if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. But thou shalt deliver his soul from hell. First place she ever took him was to the house of God.
Amen.
That's a good place.
Amen.
Right. Hey, she's dedicated to God.
Yeah.
She didn't care if her family brought him over there or not. She wanted to get in the house of God. If we don't take him over to see Aunt Susie first, she'll get mad. Well, she'll just have to get mad.
Yeah.
That's right, brother. I'm going to tell you what. We tied in too tight with everybody else to the God.
Yeah.
Yeah. She took him down to the house of God. She didn't say, no, wait a minute. Now, we got to get Samuel in the Little League program before he can go to church.
Preach,
get him down there to the Boy Scouts. Cub Scouts. I was into Cub Scouts when I was growing up. I don't guess nothing wrong with learning how to knot, tie knots, all that stuff. But it'd be a whole lot better for them to know how to pray.
Yeah.
Wednesday night prayer meeting.
Right.
Just trying to tell you some things about what prayer do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I'm in this way.
Amen.
I wouldn't prayed it for nothing. Amen, brother. I'm in the way of God. I thank God for it. I'm with the people of God. Amen. God set you aside when He saved you. And I'm going to tell you what, a person that puts anything ahead of God, I'm telling you, he's a missing God. And his children that'll call see him every time. Because I'm telling you what, the further you go, the whole lot further they'll go. She said, I'm going to bring him down the house of God. Brought that little old boy down there. She said, Samuel, right there's where I prayed you in. That's right. Right there's where I prayed you in, right there. I prayed you in right there. I mean, there's why I laid right there and prayed you in. Amen. I mean, I prayed you in. Thank God, I wonder how many you prayed in. We can't pray nobody in. We complaining about everything under the sun that ain't going our way. She said, for this child I pray. Yeah. And she led him to God. She gave him to God. And he was a prophet. He was used of God. Yeah. I hate to say this. I hate to say it. Hey, and it's as much our fault as it is the young people today. It's very rare to see a young person in love with God. But I'll tell you the problem is not a whole lot of old people in love with God. When our children see us love other things more than we love God, I'm going to tell you what they can do. They can love other things more than they love God.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Now we're losing them, brother. I don't care what anybody says, you'll not convince me of the way that we're losing our young people by the dozens because we're not praying for them and seeing the power of God fall on them and showing them that we got something that's better than what the world's got to offer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, the world don't have nothing to offer but heartache, misery, and sin. And I'm going to tell you what, it'll destroy you. And I'm telling you tonight, friend, the only way we're going to make it in this era, thank God, is to get to God and pray and believe God to do what He asks, what we ask of Him. And the Bible said, and He got there. And he worshiped the Lord there.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. Have you prayed today for your children?
Yeah.
Them little old boys and girls is coming up in this church. That grandson of yours here the other night. I wonder, I'm just throwing this out there. I really wonder how many church members have thought about that boy this week. Said he sat up on that bench the other night, lost. And you just went back on home and ate your sandwiches and watched your news and never thought about him again. And I'm going to tell you what, brother, something's wrong with us. And I saw her other grandson up there at the Parts place the other day. Come out. I could tell he's have no peace. Needing God to move on him. Broke my heart. I told my wife, I said, I feel sorry for him. Kids go through hardships in this iron day. The sister said tonight, the brother said today about that love of God that's in to save people's hearts.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, Brother Robert, if they don't get love here, where are they going to get it?
That's right.
If God's people don't show love in the house of God, amen, and we're not trying to toot our own horn and trying to show off ourselves and say, look at me, look at what I can do. Thank God, I'm a tag. God said, don't love in word, love in deed and truth. And I'm a tag tonight, friend, this little boy ought to know, thank God, that there's more down here than anywhere else he can go beside his own home. Man told me today, he said he got saved when I was 11 years old. Boy, he said he'd come up from Michigan, brother. He's from Michigan. He said he got saved at 11 years old. Must have been raised in a broken home. He said, first time I ever heard anybody tell me they loved me. He said, a Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told me. First time he said that. He said, God got a hold of my heart and got born again. I was 11 years old. That's right. You don't want me to get too rough tonight, but I'm going to go ahead and say what I got to say. I'm preaching myself. Let's see what we got to do tomorrow. Boy, I got all this to do. Where's prayer at on it? Where's it at? Now, wait a minute. I get up at 6 o'clock and eat Fruit Loops, and I got to go in there and do my exercise. I'll be work at 7. I'll rush there and hit the clock at 5 till. And I get in the break room, get a cup of coffee, and get to work. And I work at 3:30. Man, I got to get off. I got to get home, mow the grass. I know them things we got to do. Get home, mow the grass. And thank God it's 5 o'clock. And my wife's got supper on the table. And after we get through it, it's about 6:30. I got to watch the news, you know. And news goes off at 7:30. And then I'm sitting in my lazy boy, and I'm drinking a Coca-Cola. And I take a nap, and I fall asleep. And wait a minute, I ain't read my Bible today. And I try to grab a verse of Bible, thank God, and say, all right, I read it today. And you know what? That don't impress God. You'd be better on to pick it up if you ain't going to read it from your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Right. What's it doing any good to you if you just read it and say, I've done that for God today? No, you're not doing it for God. You're doing it for yourself, because it's not what... Listen, friend, it's not what you're doing. It's what you're missing and what God's got for you. Amen. It'd just be like not going to the table. Amen. I mean, it'd just be like passing by the table and saying, Mom, I ain't got time. I'm going to grab a biscuit and pour it in your mouth and go on down the road. And that's the way we live. We're in the track of a world right now. We don't know how. We don't have no schedule. The Bible said Jesus, before He ever started, and He went out to a solitary place before the day began, and He prayed. He went out to a personal place. He had to pray. And He called on the Father. Amen. That's right. Jesus said, watch and pray lest you enter temptation. Prayer's all through the Scripture. But it's the last thing we do than anything else. We don't have time to pray. I know we can pray in our car. I know we can pray. Thank God. In her own heart and call to God. Amen. I've done that today. I prayed for some people from my heart. I'm just going up and down the road. But there, listen to me tonight. There is nothing like finding a personal place with God Himself and calling on God in a secret place and talking to God. And when you get up, you got peace in your heart that you've really prayed. That's where it's at. No way in the world can you get a hold of God if you don't pray. I don't care who you are. No matter. If you say tonight, if you don't pray, you're not going to get a hold of God.
Right.
I'm not saying it's got to be long prayers.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you what, sometimes it's going to be long praying. Yeah. It will be. Oh, that's right. God help us, brother. God help us. I'm preaching to myself. Amen. He got down and prayed and had that boy, and he got born in this world, and he became a great man of God.
Sure.
It all started with the prayers.
Right.
And she got right in there and took him back to the temple and led him to the Lord and got under the man of God, even though he wasn't half right with God.
Right.
And God came to the temple and talked to Samuel, went in his sleep. He woke him up, called him, thank God, and had a message for him. And then the word of the Lord was revealed to him. And you know who laid his hands on David and anointed him? Thank God it was Samuel. That's who it was. He anointed 2 Kings, amen. He anointed Saul and David. He was used of God. And tell you, we live in an era, people don't believe nothing no more. They don't believe nothing. David, don't believe nothing. You won't get nothing in this act.
When
you pray, you believe.
Amen.
You talk about wanting somebody saved. I want that woman there saved. Want anybody in this life when I got saved.
Yeah.
You talk about getting saved. That old man of God said, you got to be born again.
Right.
I went home, told my wife, talked to her about it. It was as far into her as French would be to me right now. I said, I can't go back down there. I went to that Lutheran church. I went about 2 months, heard that man get up. I said, dear God, this ain't no God in this. I didn't have no man to guide me but the Holy Ghost. Bob Simmons, the only one that helped me at work. I sat there and talked to him. I knew there's a line down there.
Yeah.
I went down there and asked the preacher. I said, what do you think about being born again? He said, where's that in the Bible? I said, it's in John chapter 3.
Yeah.
I left out of there. I saved in December, and I left out there and at the first of the year in 1984. Matt had been born, my little boy. And she was taking him to the Lutheran church, and I'd leave on that morning, and she'd go to the Lutheran church, and I was going to Baptist church, visiting around different churches, and I'd come in late because they always got out at 12 o'clock and they was there eating, you know, with their family. And I'd come in, boy, and she never was ugly to me about it. She didn't understand, but she loved me. And she knew I was trying to do right. But boy, I'm going to tell you what, son, you got the cold shoulder now. I mean, this time you come in there around the table and they play, there's the place, they get a place that. You know why? Busted tradition. That's right. Well, I got to praying, buddy. I mean praying. I'd get in that back bedroom, buddy. I'd pray, God in heaven, please move on my wife. I don't want to see our family in a struggle like this and see her going somewhere and me going another. And I mean, we never argued about it. And I remember one Easter, it was Easter time, and I was starting to go on a Sunday night service, and she was going out with Matt. She remembers it. She was going out of that home, and I said, where are you going to go tonight? She said, I said, why don't you go with me? She said, I'm going to go down here. We're having service. I said, I ain't got to tell you nothing down there. I come home that night, and I said, what did they tell you down there? And she said, nothing. She said, I'm going to go to church with you next Sunday. Right. I'm talking about a prayed for in. Yeah. She started going, and a man of God got up and preached one night on hell. We lived in Granite then. She come home, she said, I'm lost. I said, well, I can't help you, and God can. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go in there by that little old bunk bed in my children's room. And I said, I'll pray. I said, you need to pray and ask God to save you. She got me to leave saved that night. Yeah. About 3 or 4 months of good praying to God and begging God to move on her heart. Same God do it. Now we try to do it another way, but God won't do it another way. There's only one way God will work, and that's through prayer. And I've seen people saved. I saw my mama saved like that. I told you a great burden was on my heart with my old mama. And my mama, thank God that she's raised a good person. She thought because she's good, she's going to heaven. And I talked to her on the telephone. I'd say, Mama, you got to be born again. You got to be saved. And she said, you know, I talk to people. And they say, you're just going too far. All you'll do is talk about God and the Bible. And all the time you come up here, you want to read the Bible and talk about God. And she said, I can't enjoy it. She said, people like you go to the mental house. That's what she said. I got a burden for her and I started praying. I mean praying. And God came to me. God came to me. God came to me. I'm talking about, you talk about a heaviness in my heart to pray for her. I mean, Brother Robert, it laid there for months. I'm telling you, I couldn't hardly bear it. It was so heavy. And in 1986, thank God, an old man of God by the name of Ira Powell stood up in the house of God. He was an evangelist at that time. And got up and preached. Thank God, do you know your name's written there? After he got through preaching, I saw my mama, thank God, about halfway back. Thank God, take a step out of that aisle. And come to that altar and pray to God and got saved. And then as soon as he bowed, thank God it lifted. And brother, you're talking about rejoicing in my heart over her getting saved. I'm telling you, what it takes is the same thing. Getting a burden of praying and staying with God that God does something. Right. I've seen it happen too much. The night my daddy got saved, I said everything I knew to that man that I could say that I thought would get him saved. And I don't think a thing hit his harder head. And I said, I'll tell you what to do. Before I leave, I'm going to pray with you. This is God's truth. I'm telling you the truth. It was in a home. And I got down and he was sitting in an old wooden chair like we got in these Sunday schools. And I grabbed his hand. I said, let's bow in prayer. And I cried to God from my heart for about 5 minutes of praying for that man. I'm telling you the God's truth. When I said amen, he broke like a shotgun. He started, I could feel the power of God in that place. He broke, brother. He started weeping and crying. I'm telling you, I mean weeping and crying, saying, God, I'm so sorry for my sin. I repent. Lord, have mercy on me. Thank God, I'll never forget that night. Hey, I'm just saying. Thank God, God done something in his heart that night, my friend. Hey, it came by prayer. It didn't come by, thank God, a game. It didn't come by me trying to sell him anything or trying to talk him into getting saved. It came by prayer. It still works. And it'll work for you and it'll work for me.
Right.
If we'll do it.
Right.
If we'll do it, it'll work.
Amen.
Will. It'll work.
Yeah.
Say, preacher, I've been praying a long time for my children. They hadn't got saved. All I can say is, keep knocking. Keep knocking. I told this to the young people the other day. We was going out of town, you know, went out of town a few days. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I sure would like to have a little extra money to go. I said, you don't have to do it for me, but I'd sure appreciate it if you did. I'm telling you, thank God I got up on my knees. I didn't think no more about it. My wife came in that afternoon and said, Mama, give us $100 to go on that trip. I said, praise God. I know my heart is God. We got looking for in a drawer, I was looking for a title to the truck. I mean, drawer full of a bunch of mail and stuff. I got down to the bottom. $100. I said, thank you, Lord. That's $200. On Saturday, come out to the church, and my mama called and said, come here. I said, I won't see you a minute. I said, all right. Getting ready to leave. Here's $100 to take on that trip. Brother McCready preached on Sunday morning, and I preached Sunday night. He come in the back door on Sunday morning and said, God laid on my heart to give you a little money to go on that trip.
Yeah.
$350. Just by asking God.
Yeah.
But God knew my heart.
Oh yeah.
I don't go to Him every day and ask Him for $350. I didn't ask Him for $350. I asked Him a little money to take on the trip. But I'll tell you this. I've seen God because He's God and because He loves me and I'm His child.
Yeah.
Do it time and time again. And supply every need I have. And that's living by faith, not by sight. I said this the other morning, I've read it. George Mueller at Run Them Orphanage, as I've read his book, he got saved at a prayer meeting, a man praying, I said that. He fed them orphans. He fed them orphans without ever asking for a dime. Now you starting to get married. There'll be times that you wonder how you're going to make it. I'm going to tell you how you're going to make it. You'll make it by prayer.
Amen.
That's how you'll make it. Now, we've got away from that. We figured out how we can do it, you know, in this day. And easy money, and I like that ATM machine myself. But you know what? We've learned how to make it ourselves without depending on God. That's right. And you know what? The best thing ever happened to me when I started preaching, God let me know right fast. You'll never be effective if you think you can do it. So I've been preaching now since 86, and I need Him more today than ever have. And I'll tell you what, brother, I'll be honest with you now. You make a prayer sometimes, you'll say, Lord, thank you for sparing my life another week.
Yeah.
You know what? That's reality. That's God. Me and my wife, I pray, Lord God, take care of her, take care of them on the highway. We'll always pray before we leave the house in the car and ask God to look after us on the roads. And she'll testify this the other day, me and her, my little grandson was coming down Statesville Boulevard, about ended up rear-ending somebody. We got to turn in that right lane. Before we hit them. Wasn't nobody over there. You say, well, that's just a coincidence. No, it's God. It's God. I believe y'all live your life like that. I really do. I believe we ought to pray for everything and seek God for everything. And He's God. He's God. He's not in debt to nobody. He never will be. He'll give you what you need, brother. I'm telling you, I didn't say He'll give you like some of these charismatic preachers. Amen. About everything. But I'm going to tell you what. He'll give you what you need. I've seen Him do it too many times. I RS checked me one time. Might check me again. I don't know. They said there ain't no possible way he can give what he's given and have this.
Yeah.
They didn't know who God was.
Amen.
It ain't up to the IRS. It's up to him.
Amen.
My hope's not in the government. My hope's in God.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you what, if we learn to pray again, get with God again, and seek the Lord again, thank God, I'm going to tell you what, you can have some things done. Thank God, you ain't no need to try to wrestle with it and do it in the flesh. Hey man, I'm just saying tonight, friend, if you just get back to believing God and praying again and trusting God again, there's no telling what God will do. I'll tell you what, if you'd really pray for me, thank God, in a fervent way, hey man, I might not be able to stand it. Talk about getting loose sometime of preaching. If everybody in this church prayed for me with a fervent prayer, thank God, and said, preach that man of God, son, I'd probably fly out of here.
Yeah.
You get so real in my heart. I'll close with this. I've kept you too late. Listen to this. I preached there tonight that's about the longest I ever preached. My grandpa used to tell me, he said, a little long-winded today, wasn't you? I said, no, your religion's too short.
Right.
Old C.H. Spurgeon was one of the greatest men of God they say ever lived. I never heard him personally, but read his books. These people was going to different churches. And they went to these churches, you know, and they was pretty good churches. They went to see Mr. Spurgeon preach. That night they come out. Was so astounded what God had done in their heart. But they didn't know there's 50 men that was praying for him while he's preaching. You know what they said when they came out? Oh, what a Savior. They didn't say that's a great sermon. They said, oh, what a Savior. You know why? Because he manifested himself. Not just only because C.H. Spurgeon was preaching, because people was praying. For this child, I pray. For this child, I pray. But I'm going to tell you this, and listen to me. You'll have to live right to pray right. You can't live wrong and pray right. You got to live right to pray right. And I know it's in Christ. But I'll tell you what, you'll have to be right in your heart to get to God. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you.